was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case, and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. Joining me in our studio today is my co-pilot, Lil Baron.
Mr. Case.
Lil Baron.
How are you?
Oh my gosh. I'm so good.
It's getting close.
So you're feeling that too.
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling that too. I know. You know, everybody feels like October is still a long ways away, but not for
me.
Us. No, it is almost here. Yeah, for sure. And as you know, Lil, for the past several months, mm-hmm. we've been highlighting benefits of the games, and it's taken several months because there's tons of things that our registered athletes get. So many things, but as we're getting closer to the games, and you mentioned it, I'm going to mention it as well. I mean, the games really are just right around the corner. They if you haven't registered yet, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
There is still time, but you've got to hurry. Registration for the 2023 games closes on September 1st. And that is just around the corner. Some people would say mere days away, which is true. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
I'm
going
to get anxiety. Sorry.
Yeah, no, don't feel it. Don't feel the anxiety because it's fun.
It is fun. Yeah. It is fun.
There is a little bit of stress involved, though, for sure. You have to acknowledge
that. We're starting the sleepless night.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm feeling that myself. But as we're getting closer to the games, I do want to talk about one of my very, very favorite benefits, and that is the opening ceremonies.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love the ceremonies. If you want to be inspired, if you want to see, I mean, really the personification of fostering worldwide peace, health, and friendship, which is the mission of the games, presented in song and dance and excitement and inspiration, you know, then come to the opening ceremonies. Yeah. It's just amazing. Now, for those of you who have been with us for a while, have been to the ceremonies, we're going to shake things up just a little bit this year. The opening ceremonies will take place in the air-conditioned comfort of the Burns Arena at Utah Tech University. Now, we're still going to have all the same positivity and the excitement. We're going to kick it all off with a parade of athletes. Yep. We are still going to have the incredible entertainment this year. Mm-hmm. We actually have just an amazing demonstration of folk dances from all around the world by BYU International Folk Dance Ensemble. Yes. I mean, this show is just going to be amazing. It's going to be, as the kids used to say in the late 90s, off the hook.
Okay.
It's that good. It's going to be that good. We're going to go through our traditional flag extravaganza as well. You don't want to miss that. To top it all off, we're going to have just an amazing laser light show that is just going to knock your socks off.
Yeah.
So don't miss the opening ceremonies. And again, it's going to be in the comfort of the Burns Arena. So a different location. All that information is going to be on our website, seniorgames.net. But if you want to be inspired and, you know, just check it out. And you know what the best thing about the opening ceremonies is?
What?
It's free.
Oh,
it's free.
It is.
You thought I was going to say you're going to sing, right?
Yeah, something.
No, I mean, you're welcome to. I have a little 3-minute slot if you'd like to.
No.
Anyway, the opening ceremonies is absolutely free. It's free to all athletes. It's free to their guests, their fans, their family. Yeah. It's free to the community. Yep. Just come on out and have fun. Everything takes place on Tuesday, October 10th at 7 p.m. at the Burns Arena on the campus of Utah Tech University. Again, don't miss this show. It's just going to be great. Today's guest.
Yes.
Freeman Lindy is a certified financial planner with La Crosse Financial Planning, a fee-only fiduciary serving clients nationwide. He specializes in helping folks over the age of 50. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Create a plan to reduce their taxes, invest wisely, and retire securely. Freeman is the author of the book 3D Retirement Income, Creating a Retirement Income That Outlives You, Outpaces Inflation, and Outperforms Others. He also hosts Retire Mentorship, a weekly podcast and quarterly magazine to mentor people to and through retirement. He's passionate about helping people retire successfully and then stay successfully retired. Freeman, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this sounds like some pretty good stuff here.
Yes, it does. I might need to talk.
Well, one of the things I noticed right away when I was found you guys, I was like, oh, look at that. We both seem to serve the same markets, but in different, from kind of a different angle. And so that's the problem when you reach out, is seems like we align on quite a bit of things here. So that'd be a good conversation.
We We definitely align. There's no question about that. Yeah. And you said that we come from different angles. And I think that is so true, because ultimately, I think we're both trying to accomplish the same thing, which is to help people live their very, very best life. And I think that it's interesting. I think when people think about the World Senior Games or about fitness or wellness, they don't always think about finances.
Right.
And when people think about their finances and their retirement planning, they're usually thinking about the investments and the stock portfolio, and they're not always thinking about health. But you talk a lot about the intersection of health and fitness. What do you mean by that? Freeman, tell us what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I think in a lot of ways, there's so much overlap between your health and, of your body and the health of your finances, and just the different things we need to know, the different things we need to do in order to achieve that. And I think in both realms, right, there's some people that it seems like they're only focused on preventing the bad, right? And health, they're like, their only concern is, how do I not get sick? Or how do I limit my symptoms if I have, you know, lifestyle related illnesses or those kind of things. And then in finance, often people are just, you know, how do I stay out of debt? Or how do I, you know, just have a little bit of savings? And some people, they seem to be only focused on trying to avoid the bad. But we both know that there's this extra layer on top of that, right? Where you can go in health, you can go beyond just avoiding sickness to actually feeling good, right? To having energy and vitality and enjoying this one life that we have here on earth. And the same way with finances, I think you can go a step beyond just avoiding debt or just having a little bit of savings and really making your money work hard for you in the same way that you work hard for it. And so both of those things, right, require knowing things. You got to know how to be healthy. You got to know the financial things we need to do. And if you don't know yourself, right, then partnering with someone who does, so that they can help teach you, help mentor you in these things. But then both of them too require a lot of behavior, right? And you guys, you know, talk a lot about health.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And these things. And at the end of the day, like, you know, listening to a health podcast is a great way to stay motivated and to, you know, to do those things. But at the end of the day, you still have to go out and do the healthy things, right? And you can listen to my podcast, you can listen to finance things, you can read books. But at the end of the day, you have to go out and save money and file your taxes and invest and do these regular things that require discipline and patience and sticking with things for a long period of time. But the benefits are worth it, right? And to live a financially healthy life and a physically healthy life just makes life much better overall, and not just about avoiding the bad parts.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And as you said, there's so much overlap and so much intersection, and in ways that maybe are obvious and in other ways that maybe aren't quite so obvious. So one of the things that comes to my mind when I think about, you know, retirement or retirement planning and getting ready to go down the road when I'm there, and I'm kind of winking at Lil because she's getting pretty close.
I am really close.
But, you know, like you said, Freeman, we do think about that. Our health and our finances, we don't always think about them together. But man, if you've prepared yourself financially and you're ready to go and you feel confident there, of course you want to have the health to be able to enjoy that preparation.
Yeah.
And then vice versa, you know, if you've taken care of yourself and you're eating healthy and you don't have, you know, the bad habits, the smoking and all those kinds of things, you want to be able to have the finances in place so that you can enjoy your health as well. And so, you know, that intersection is really important. And whether we think about it intentionally or not, it's worth noting, you know, it's worth contemplating a little bit. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So, let's talk a little bit about some of the good financial moves that people can make that really does benefit their health. Let's get into that a little bit.
For sure. Well, and actually I've got this set of, you know, money moves, healthy things that we can do with our money. And we're not gonna have time to get to all of them, but maybe we can link to it in the podcast for you guys or otherwise get them out to you. But, you know, there's, I think we'll kind of split them into two categories. One, are there some, you know, technically financial things that you can do that will benefit your health, right? And so like one of the things, you know, many of your listeners have probably heard of a health savings account. And I call them health super accounts because they're actually the best financial account you can possibly have. And some people, they think about it as just like an extra savings account. Maybe they throw $100 a month in there or something like that. But these accounts are awesome because you can, you know, any money you put in a health savings account, you don't have to pay any taxes on that. You get to avoid that. As long as it stays in there and grows, you don't pay any taxes on the growth of that. And if you take it out for health related reasons, then you don't pay any taxes on that as well. So it's better than a Roth IRA, better than a 401k. You can invest HSAs, which most people don't know about. And the thing is, like, what you can spend them on is actually way more than people think. So a lot of times we think of like health expenses of, oh, you know, just prescription drugs or just a copay or those kind of things.
A trip to the doctor or a surgery or an emergency that comes up. Those are the things that I think most people think about for an HSA.
Right. And again, it goes back to that mindset of, are we just thinking of our health as trying to avoid bad things? Or are we actually thinking of our health as trying to optimize our life and how we feel and the energy we have, right? And so there's a lot of supplements that you can buy with HSAs. There are a lot of, health things that you can do that are not just, that are not just preventative, but things that actually make you healthier and not just avoid illness that you can spend it on. And as we age, right, our bodies will just naturally kind of break down. And so there'll always be things in the future that we can spend it on too. But these accounts are just a great way to save for not just your current day health expenses, but health expenses down the road and avoid taxes, right? Anything we can do to save money and keep money in our pockets and not have it go out to Uncle Sam, the better we are off. And so just like some things like that, there are just some tactical things that we can do to allow us to invest more in our health and not just think of it as an expense, but more as an investment.
Now, I think most people have heard of an HSA or a health savings account, but for those that maybe haven't heard of it or aren't utilizing it, is it available to everybody, or there are certain requirements that you have to meet in order to take advantage of one?
Right. And that's where, with all these things, and that's what it becomes hard to talk to a general audience, right? Because there's always, it depends, right? It's that annoying lawyer speak of, oh, this is great, but it depends on this and that. And so for example, for an HSA, right, you have to be on a high deductible health plan. If you're on Medicare, you automatically can't fund one. There's some caveats and some things. And so, half of your audience may be ineligible for one in general. There's other things that we can do. And that's where I like to also focus on the less tactical side of investing in our health, right? And so for me, I actually did a whole podcast episode on this, on investing in your greatest asset. And I think a lot of times when we think of our greatest asset, or if I ask, a lot of people in your audience, hey, what's your greatest asset? Many people might say our home.
Our house, right?
Right? Yeah, that's right? What the first thing. Maybe a 401k, right? And hopefully eventually your 401k is worth more than your house, and then you feel very good about that. And so that's often what we think about. But in my professional financial opinion, your greatest asset is actually your health, right? Because it is the one thing that you are actually living with day to day. That yes, you spend money most days and you earn money some days and these things, but you live in your body every day, and the way that you feel and the way that you live, your health just affects that. And not only that, there's financial ramifications of it, right? If we're not investing in our health, if we're not trying to at least maintain a certain level of just right, avoiding sickness, but also trying to optimize that, then we're going to end up spending a lot of money on trying to get back to that, right? And we're going to get sick. We're going to have these, a lot of diseases that are lifestyle related, or at least that, lifestyle choices can make them worse. And so for me, I would rather have people invest in staying healthy and having great energy and all these things, rather than just constantly spending money on sick care. And so a lot of times when we think of healthcare, I always like to tell clients hey, we got to look at, what's the all-in cost of getting and staying healthy, right? And so when we think of paying for healthcare, we often just think about, well, how much does my health insurance cost, and how much is Medicare going to cost? And we often just we're only really factoring in, hey, the sick care component of it, the insurance component of it. And we don't often think hey, it actually turns out if you invest in healthy things, right? In working out, in healthy foods, in healthy competition, these types of things, that we can actually spend less on the insurance. Spend less on the prescription drugs, spend less on the operations and all these types of things. And over the course of your life, often, if you do it right, you can spend a ton of money on being healthy, right? You can have a gym membership, a personal trainer, you can go to the senior games, you can, spend, right? And I hate to use the word spend, because really, to me, all those things are investments.
It's an investment, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we're not going to, we can spend money on health insurance. Right, we can spend money on operations, we can spend money on prescription drugs, or we can invest in our health and put our money that way. And over the course of your lifetime, you will spend less if you invest it in your health than if you spend it on trying to get it back when it's too late. And that's where, from a professional financial perspective, right? I don't sell any health products. I don't do any personal training. but I would just encourage anyone listening to this to reflect, and how do we invest in our health instead of just spending on it.
Yeah, I love those two points. I think are just very important and worth reiterating. You talked about the difference between healthcare and sick care. Mm-hmm. And I think we get it twisted sometimes. Yeah. I think most of us, when we think of healthcare, we're thinking of just all the things that you said, you know, our deductibles, our copays, our insurance, those kinds of things. Healthcare is actually taking care of yourself so that you don't have to do all those bad things. Right. And then I love that concept of investing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a member of a gym and I think that it's reasonably priced, but every month I'm like, oh, you know, there's that deduction that's been made. Mm-hmm. And I think of it as a cost, but really it is an investment.
Investment.
And then
right?
there are other things, you know, you mentioned the senior games. Of course, we're all about the senior games.
Yeah.
Absolutely a cost associated mm-hmm. with that. But that investment of the social aspect, the health aspect, yeah. the competition aspect, all of those things have such tremendous long-term health benefits. Yeah. If we can think of it as an investment rather than a cost, right. I think that sometimes buffers just a yeah. little bit what the actual expense might be. So great concept.
Yeah,
I love that.
I did too. I said, what it did for me was it really resonated with me. And I thought, gosh, I wish I'd have heard this years ago.
It's never too late.
I know.
It's never too late.
Well, that's the thing too, is I've even had clients that we met and you know, a lot of times I think when people think like, oh, if I go talk to a certified financial planner or something, they're just going to tell me to save more and not right. go out to eat as much and like all these things, right? And I'm not going to have any fun and I'm going to have to work till I'm 70 and all this. But for a lot of people, I've actually had these real conversations with people who say, hey, I actually want you to put less money in your Roth IRA every month. I actually want you to reduce your 401k contribution. And I want to take that same money that you're investing in your retirement, and I want you to invest that in your health instead. I don't want you to get a personal trainer. I want you to do this. And I've had those conversations. We've had people do that because then when we shift their health from just trying to prevent sickness to actually being healthy, then, you know, the next year we're able to come back to them and say, hey, you know how you used to be spending $500 a month on your insurance because you needed this Cadillac plan because you were so unhealthy? Well, you've turned that around so much over the last year that now we can go to a high deductible healthcare plan and spend $100 a month instead of $500. And so again, not only have you invested and you feel better and you have all this energy and you look great, you're actually spending less on insurance, spending less on sick care, all these things. And it becomes this part of this, you know, multi-year plan to be both physically and financially more healthy. And so it's a win-win-win all the way around.
What a great concept.
What a great concept.
I love that. Now, I'm turning 50 at the beginning of next year, so I'm going to be eligible for the World Senior Games. I'm excited and looking forward to it. I can't compete this year, but I'm going to be able to compete next year. So, you know, that feels like kind of a landmark in a lot of ways, you know, the big 5-0, health and wellness, but certainly for retirement planning. So this has been on my mind a lot, and I've been trying to do a little bit of research and kind of understand, you know, scenarios and what's available and where I'm at right now and where I want to be and all that kind of stuff. And I found that many financial websites really focus on choosing your investments, the stock market, like I said earlier. But your website, retirementorship.com, mentions increasing knowledge, deepening belief, and inspiring action. Talk a little bit about that if you can.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, finances, well, health is too, but finances can be obviously very complicated. And I think that scares away a lot of people because they hear 401k and 403b and 457a and like all the, you know, the financial industry loves its jargon, loves to confuse people and
right,
kind of dumb, right? And so we're going to gravitate towards things that we understand, towards things that we feel confident with, and try to shy away from. And so I think for a lot of people, they don't do their retirement planning, they don't do their financial planning just because the whole thing is kind of intimidating to them, right?
I totally agree with that. 100% agree with that.
So one of the things that we want to do is just help people to learn more, right? You can't do anything if you don't know, right? If you don't know how to be healthy and you don't know the right foods to eat or the right exercises to do or these types of things, it's really hard to be healthy. And in the same way, if you don't know the right accounts to fund, how to actually save taxes, how, you know, do we actually need this insurance or is it just insurance I bought because the person I was sitting across sells it and gets a commission and so they convinced me that I needed it? I don't know, right? And so we want to just, first of all, just help people increase their knowledge of finances and not in a way that's, you know, where we're dissecting different accounts. Like a lot of podcasts and a lot of articles are just really boring about finance. Like no one cares. And so we're trying to avoid that and make it more interesting things. But I think the same way, like knowledge is not enough, right? And if no one were enough, we'd all be billionaires with six-pack abs, right? We know how to be healthy in general. We know we should save more and spend less and not go into debt and all these things, but it's not enough. we got to, part of it then is we got to actually act on that. Like, how do we actually use the knowledge we have to reduce taxes, to invest wisely, to retire securely? And so I want to, you know, a lot of our focus is not just on dumping knowledge on you, but how do I actually inspire you to do those things? And then I think there's often this gap between what we know and what we act on. And for me, I think that's belief, that we can know knowledge, we know head knowledge, but we don't believe it enough to actually do that. And so one of the things that we do is we try to make a lot more of our episodes more inspiring, or more, you know, more things where you're like, wow, not only do I finally understand that for the first time, but I actually want to act on it. I actually want to do something about it. And to me, like, that's where things like the senior games are so great, and why it can be a great investment, because not only do you have like a goal out there, something that you're pursuing that you know will be good for you, that you're actually acting towards, but it's actually going to inspire you to act all the way along the way, right? To train for that, to get into good shape so that you can compete at a good level and maybe, you know, challenge yourself and all that. And so, you know, a system like that, or a system like what we've created at Retirement Mentorship, kind of has all three of those things of increasing your knowledge, helping you actually believe in it, and then act on it so that you can improve your situation.
So good and yeah. So true and yeah. So thought provoking. And again, I love these intersections between mm-hmm. financial and health planning and, you know, trying to just live your best life, but also take care of yourself yeah. along the way. Your name, Retire Mentorship, comes with the tagline, "Your mentor to and through retirement." Talk a little bit about what that means, and then, you know, maybe the importance of what a mentor can do for you.
So for me, it just kind of felt like, again, a lot of things are focused on just knowledge, on you know, one thing you should do, and then as soon as you invest correctly, then you're good to go for the rest of your life.
Right.
And we know that, you know, in the same way, like, you can't just do a workout once and then you're like, oh, now I'm healthy. Or you eat one salad and now you're good for, you know, the month. it doesn't really work that way. And with a lot of these things, it also can be overwhelming to try to learn everything all at once. Mm-hmm. And so to have a mentor come alongside of you, someone that can walk you through things over time to help you, you know, develop a greater understanding of things, again, believe in it, act on it, hold you accountable to the things that you said you were going to do, the things that you said were important to you. Just having that person to go along with you can really, really help. And I think in the same way, you know, so part of it is with the podcast, then we want to be kind of that mentor to many, right? One to many, they've got a bigger audience, and you can just kind of help people, right? Increase that knowledge, inspire them, help them act. And hopefully they're going out and doing that on their own. And so I think that's one layer of mentorship. You guys are doing the same thing with this podcast, right? Hopefully you got all these listeners, they're tuning in on a weekly basis, and you guys are mentoring them in how to be healthier. You're having other guests come on to help to mentor them into how to, you know, optimize their living and live greater lives. And so I think that kind of mentorship is just super important, that we have people that we can look up to that know more than us in a certain area and can inspire us and guide us along in those areas, not in a way that feels like they're coming down on us or judging us or those kind of things, but in an uplifting right. and an encouraging kind of way. And I think that's really what a mentor is for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, I think there's times and places in our lives across the board, financial, health, mm-hmm. spiritual, other places where we can really benefit from that mentorship, yeah. that friendship yeah. and that guidance and direction that can be provided. Mm-hmm. We've only got about 30 seconds left. Where could people find out more about what you're doing and how to really, you know, take advantage or take yeah. care of themselves both financially and health-wise?
Yeah. So I think the best way is to go to retirementmentorship.com. That's our main educational website. We don't sell anything on there. That's just pure education, pure out there, just help people live better financial lives. And so that's a great way to do it. And actually for you guys in particular, if you go to retirementmentorship.com/active, we'll have the rest of those resources that I kind of mentioned about some healthy money moves that you can do to invest in your health and to right live your greatest life with both health and finances. So that'd be probably the first place I would start. And then if you poke around there, see other episodes, other topics that you're interested in, feel free to do that. And then you can find me and find my financial planning practice from there as well. If you wanted a more in-depth mentorship beyond just listening.
Awesome. Yeah. Freeman, thank you so thank much. You that so is much. retirementorship.com/active
right.
To access the guide that we talked about earlier in the show. Yeah. Thank you for
thank
joining
you.
Us. This has been very
thought-provoking
for me. I really appreciated this. Best of luck to you.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was good, Lil.
That was really good.
That was good stuff. I know a lot of times. we think we talk about finances and then you, you know, you kind of feel that guilt of I should have done more and where am I? But I didn't feel that at all. I felt like this is, there's hope there.
Yes.
There's hope there for sure. So, hey, just quickly to wrap us up here. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. Now is the time to register.
Yes, it is.
It's the time to register. Registration closes on September 1st. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, just days away, don't miss out your chance to be a part of the 2023 games. Next week, our guest is someone who's going to be competing at the Huntsman World Senior Games for the very first time, but she is no novice competitor. In fact, Lily Yip is a Chinese-born American tennis player and coach who has competed, listen to this, in 2 Olympic Games, 3 Pan American Games, 9 World Championships, and 3 World Cup teams. And she's won medals all along the way. You don't want to miss that show.
No.
Remember to tune in live next and every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can find that podcast anywhere that your favorite podcasts are found. And then, of course, you can find this and previous shows right on our website. Mm-hmm. Again, that is seniorgames.net. So check that out. Today's inspirational thought comes from Mahatma Gandhi. And this is good, and it's totally relevant to what we've talked about today. It is health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver. Until next Thursday, stay active.